You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to check in again here on RNIB Connect Radio with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Enjoying the heat.
Well, it's that time of year again when many people might be off on their holidays, whether that's here in the UK or further afield. So, Elizabeth, if people are off on their holidays, what happens about getting their medicines early?
Yes, many surgeries are very strict, Toby, about supplying prescriptions earlier than normal. But obviously, if you're going on holiday, there'll be a way of getting your regular medication ahead of time. Often it's your local pharmacy that can sort it out for you. The other thing to remember is always to put your medication in your hand luggage. Unfortunately, many suitcases do go missing, and that can be catastrophic if essential medication is stuck in an airport and say in another country. It's also a good idea to always have a note of any medicines you're on. Most paper prescriptions have a right-hand side with a list. And if you need help with, say, a separate list, then the pharmacy team can usually sort that out for you.
What about taking medicines into hot countries? And of course, we have experienced a few heat waves ourselves recently. Can that be a problem?
Yes, remember that medicines generally should be stored at under 25 degrees. And of course, fridge items, it needs to be between 2 and 8 degrees. Some medicines may have to be kept cool during travel. So there are a few lightweight cool bags available online if you're going on an aircraft with something that's to be kept cool.
So what are the rules now about carrying liquids medicines when travelling?
Yeah, please check specific airport restrictions, but usually, provided you have a copy of your prescription or a doctor's letter, then volumes of over 100 ml can be allowed in hand luggage. As I say, please check before you travel.
And Elizabeth, what about any tips for what to take on holidays for emergencies?
Yes, paracetamol is the mainstay for headaches and pain generally. Now, remember, anyone under 16 should not take aspirin for pain.
Yes, why is that so?
It's a very rare condition called Reye's syndrome, Toby. It causes swelling in the brain and liver damage. It's been documented in children usually recovering from a viral illness, and it's strongly linked to taking aspirin in that age group. But as I say, it's very rare. But please don't give aspirin to someone under 16.
So apart from painkillers, Elizabeth, what else should people take with them?
An indigestion remedy is a good idea, something for an upset stomach. I usually suggest the sachets, something like diorolite, which you mix with water, and that replaces the fluid. If you're travelling and have to deal with diarrhoea, then loperamide capsules can be useful. A repellent to stop you being bitten is a better idea than dealing with the bite after it happens. Anthocyan cream or a mild steroid cream can soothe irritating bites if you do get bitten. A small first aid kit's a good idea. And also ask in the pharmacy about travel sickness tablets if they're needed. And I presume most people will pack sunscreen and after sun lotion. Please don't get burnt in the sun. Pack your wide-brimmed hat and wear sunglasses and have a lovely holiday.
Well, as always, some really useful advice there about what to take with you for medicine and emergencies when travelling or going on your holidays. But Elizabeth, if people would like to contact you and maybe ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W is ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.